How best to teach students to love and appreciate literature is a question that has challenged many generations of educators. When I mentioned that I was about to develop this study guide for my new novel, one educator complained that it was too bad that kids just couldn't read for the pure joy of it, implying that forcing them to adhere to the demands of a curriculum-based guide would ruin the pleasure of reading the book. That teacher's concern is, of course, valid. Still, we need to educate our children. We need to make them aware that literature has structure, and that structure has a purpose, that there is a reason for plot, and a purpose for metaphor and simile, a reason for symbolism and character development, and a purpose for conflict and conflict resolution. And that reason is, perhaps ironically, to make literature more enjoyable. As regards presenting the lessons in this guide to your students, I encourage you to use, wherever possible, a cooperative learning approach. If it is appropriate for your classroom, have students work together rather than alone. For example, when tackling the longer vocabulary lists, it may be better to split the word lists up among groups of students and have them look them up as a team. They then report the meaning of their assigned words orally to the class. This allows you to address that other core standard, oral presentations. Your administrator will be pleased. There are typically 10 weeks in a semester, and Brothers of the Fire Star has 44 chapters plus an epilogue. I have divided the guide up into 5 chapter segments, 1 segment per week. The chapters are relatively short, and students should be able to read a chapter each day with time left in class to address the lesson in the guide. It is also wonderful for teachers to read aloud to their students and discuss the questions in the guide together. As a student, some of my most memorable learning moments were when my English teacher read to us from a book and we all weighed in on the meaning of what he had read. I have included essays on controversial topics, such as the concept of Bushido and the more mundane topic of the many uses of the coconut. These lessons are intended to address ideas or themes presented in the book that may need more explanation or background information to be fully understood. The guide also includes exercises on identifying parts of speech, word origins, understanding symbolism, and other topics. You can present these lessons anytime and expand them as necessary to ensure understanding. Finally, it is critical that students understand the history of World War II in the Pacific, and that the Japanese who committed atrocities during World War II are long gone, and that modern Japan is a different nation. The main theme of the book, after all, is brotherhood.